For WFHB, I'm Joe Crawford. Today, I'm joined in the studio by two candidates who are running to be Monroe County Treasurer. Jessica McClellan is a Democrat and Collins is a Republican. Thanks to both of you for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay, let's just very quickly do a brief overview of what the county treasurer is, because I can't assume that everybody knows that. Just from the county website, quote, the treasurer is charged with the responsibility of being the custodian of all money belonging to the county and is responsible for the accounting of money received and dispersed from county funds. That's just a chunk of the description of the job. To be, for a little bit of context, the county does have a yearly budget that's often in excess, or it's in excess of $60 million a year. So this is not a small responsibility. Just up front, let's take a minute or so, do a quick overview of your backgrounds. Can you just tell us a little bit about who you are? And we'll start with Ann.
Thank you. I'm Ann Collins, running for Monroe County Treasurer. I have a business degree from The Ohio State University, but please don't take that against me. I have two children that have gone to IU. I also have been in business for 25 plus years in either investments or real estate, and so I've dealt with millions of dollars. And in order for me to continue in that type of business, I have to be very careful with my books. And so I do have the experience that you need as a treasurer to make sure that things are balanced and accounted for.
Jessica, can you give us a little bit of background?
Sure, Joe. Hello, everyone. My name is Jessica McClellan. I've lived and worked in Bloomington for the last 20 years. I'm married, I'm a mom, and I have extensive experience in county government. I work with taxpayers every day on a daily basis, explaining their assessments to them and how that will implicate on their tax bill. I'm very interested in how county government works, and I have been putting in a lot of outside work in classes, learning about government, and I believe that there's really nothing that prepares you for this kind of world other than being in it and working for the government. If there was a class and a certificate in being a county treasurer, I would have it. I absolutely love county government, and I'm very excited to take on this challenge. Not everything has been good in the paper lately about the treasurer's office, and that's what makes this interesting and rewarding to me. There are things we need to improve, and I feel like I'm ready to put the hard work in to make that difference.
Okay, so we're going to talk about some of the issues in the office. We're going to talk about what you believe, each of you believe, qualifies you to be the custodian of all of the county's money. But I'd like to start with the kind of question that I would ask a family member or a close friend if I heard that they were going to try to get a job like this. And the question, like very simply, is just why? Why do you want this job? It pays roughly $56,000, according to the Herald Times salaries database, which, you know, is not too bad for Monroe County. But, you know, one might presume that if a person is qualified to oversee all of the county's tens of millions of dollars, that maybe they would also be qualified for other jobs. So, this office has been subject to a fair amount of controversy already, as Jessica just sort of alluded to. The county commissioners have been complaining for a while about not being able to get reliable financial reports. The county paid $150,000 for a firm to audit the office to help resolve bookkeeping errors. The auditors found problems like undocumented adjustments to cash books, incorrect information being transferred between departments. There have been documented problems communicating with the auditor's office. So it just sounds like there's going to be a lot of work to do. And to me, it doesn't sound like a lot of fun, nor does it sound like it would be very easy. So let's just start. Jessica, can you tell us why on earth do you want to be the county treasurer?
You are not the first person to ask probably either of us this question. It is a really good question. And the absolute one, I think that the only way that you can survive 4 years of this is if you absolutely love government. And it means everything to you to work hard to make it work for everybody. So I am just as frustrated, disappointed, sometimes angry at all of the reports that I have been reading in the news about things that have been going wrong. And honestly, I don't know if it would be as interesting to me if it wasn't a challenge. There's a lot of work to do. And what I've gained in my county experience is I've worked with some amazing county officials, some appointed department heads that have the same values that I have about government, that you work hard till the end of the day. You don't ask for any more money. You do your job, and you serve the people, and that's the reward that you get. So that's what I feel like. I fell in love with county government when I discovered it, or it discovered me. And so I just want to... It's hard to put yourself out there, but I'm ready.
Ann, why do you want to be the treasurer?
Well, I definitely agree with Jessica. Putting yourself out there is an educational experience. Basically, I'm running because I'm just fed up. I've been, like I've said, in business. I pay hundreds of thousands of dollars in property taxes, and I'm just tired of the typical government people not taking care of the money that I contribute to this society. That is the number one reason why I am running. I do believe that the government hasn't run very well, and I think it's time to make some changes and bring someone in that's worked in the private sector. I know from working with Cook and my own real estate business and Sam's Club that, you know, these private companies or public companies in town do not run their business like our government does. And I think our local government can take a few lessons from the wonderful employers that we have here locally.
What lessons would that be? Why would we want the county government to operate like Sam's Club or any of those other businesses?
Well, the first thing, which I've mentioned to Jessica several times, is my pledge. I do believe that the employee policy here in Monroe County is from the 1930s. We need to wake up and get to the 21st century. You should not be able to fire without cause. Every private and public company has a typical employee policy where those employees are protected, especially if they are in positions where there are checks and balances. If someone were to find a mistake, whether that be on me or Jessica, that person should not be fired immediately. That person who watches the elected officials is checks and balances. And that's what's been going on in our government, like locally.
And you're bringing this up, and you've not really discussed the context of it that much. But if I understand right, were you involved with finding some issues with the auditor's office?
No, I was not. That was Ann Boehm. Find some.
I confused
yes.
that.
No okay. worries.
But is that what you're referring to?
That and actually several other people that have come forward. It's not just Ann Boehm.
Jessica, what about this idea of running county government like business?
One of the duties of the treasurer is to prove at the end of every business day that the money that we say we have matches the money in the bank. And we have to do that to such a level of detail that I have not seen in the private sector. We have to hold ourselves to a much higher standard than businesses do. Good businesses should be balancing with the bank or proving how much money they have at the end of every business day, but they're not required to by law. We have so many requirements that we have to meet. Our duties are lined out exactly week by week, month by month, quarter by quarter, and year by year. We have so many statutory deadlines that we have to meet. I would much prefer to hold ourselves to the high standard that the state has given us than to find out what local businesses are doing. With that being said, I do think we need to partner more with local software vendors, our software vendor, with other county treasurers to find out what they are doing that works, and to partner with accountants that are willing to help train our employees.
Is there, what about this pledge that Ann has mentioned about not firing someone without cause?
Yeah, Ann has mentioned that before. First of all, if you've read the Monroe County personnel policy, the last update was in 14, so it gets reviewed frequently and updated by the council and the commissioners. Indiana is one of almost every state that is an at-will state. It's a generally accepted way for businesses to have what is called employer deference. You can fire anyone with either no cause or for no reason or for a reason that is not an illegal one. So in my experience with county government, I've never seen it be the policy to fire someone without a reason. We have an HR department and everything goes through that HR department. If there's anything that you can't, any reason that you can't demonstrate to be a good one, you could have a lawsuit brought against the county for that termination. Since we're an at-will state, we're not a just cause state, we're not held to the same legal term, just cause, that another state that is just cause would be. So just cause is a legal term that you have to be able to prove poor performance, employee misconduct, or economic necessity. And from what I know about how the county operates, that is their policy, is to use those three standards when you're going through the HR process of terminating someone.
And I wonder if you could respond to that, but also, can you tell us why we should care what the treasurer's view is on this particular issue? Why we should care about whether the treasurer has good employment policies?
Well, first of all, I'd like to explain one thing. An at-will state has to do with filing a suit. It does not mean anything about firing without cause. And my question to Jessica is, why would she want to fire someone without cause? You've got 40 plus years of experience in education and government, running of the treasurer's office. So whether it's Jessica or I coming in, the typical thing is that they clear everybody out. You are actually causing Monroe County more money and time because you bring in all these people that do not necessarily have the experience in the treasurer's office. You have a huge six-month learning curve that costs money. It also costs a lot of money to hire people. It costs a lot of money to interview people. And as far as filing suit, there actually have been suits filed against Monroe County, and we have spent hundreds and thousands of dollars on unemployment, which we wouldn't have had to pay if we would have done this correctly, and also settlements. So I think that if we go by the private sector, again, if a company doesn't please their investors or has the bottom line that it needs, the company goes away. For the government, the local government, however, the track record is, well, if we've overspent or we've done something illegal, then we just go to the taxpayers and ask for more money because we have had quite a few increases in our taxes. The other thing is...
We're kind of moving on to lots of different things.
No problem.
So the treasurer, of course, is not going to get to decide how we spend the money, but what I want to know is, it sounds to me, without a lot of knowledge of the subject or a lot of the office, it seems like this would be an HR question. So why is it a treasurer's office question?
Well, it's actually an elected official question, because the elected official can pretty much do whatever he or she wants. So they can go into the office and wipe everybody out and add all their friends and family, which has happened in the past. It's an elected official versus an HR segment, because if each department were to do that, not only would you get rid of all the institutional knowledge, you'd cause the county to have to spend more money. This is per department. The auditor or the assessor does not have jurisdiction over the employees in the treasurer's office. That's why it's a treasurer's responsibility or an elected official.
Jessica, you've worked in county government for a while. Do you think that this is a problem, like nepotism, as Anne's referring to, or is it important for us to know how the treasurer is going to hire and fire?
Nepotism is illegal. The county adopted that ordinance, I think, in 2013, so you cannot hire anybody that is related to you. I've worked for five different elected officials, and they have not fired anyone. I have seen other offices where elected officials have come and gone, and there has I'm not even going to comment on that because I know absolutely nothing about the personnel issues in other offices. And I'm not a county attorney, and I know nothing about any kind of any lawsuits that the county has had to deal with, and I don't even want to respond to that. I think the most important reason that we need to talk about hiring and firing in the treasurer's office is because this job is so structured. There's so little wiggle room for what the treasurer, how the treasurer can decide to do this job, that it's very, very important that she has hiring and firing abilities. Let me just put it, if I need to fire, it has to be with cause. People need to know in the office what the expectations are, what qualifies as poor performance, what qualifies as employee misconduct. It needs to be absolutely clear. Okay, so
is there a difference between that and what Ann is suggesting?
I think Ann is suggesting that I will go in and wipe everyone out. So it's an unequivocal, it's a definite no. I have never said that I would do that. And I don't know of anybody that honestly has the guts to do that, because that is heartless.
I'm trying to figure out what's the distinction between the two positions, between what Ann is asking for, which is saying, I think, if I understand correctly, saying don't fire without cause. And then you just said
fire
that if you fire
cause.
Somebody, you would have a cause.
You need to have a cause.
Is there actually any difference between your two positions here?
I don't see one.
So the question is, why won't you take the pledge?
The
pledge is to not fire without cause.
Is there some danger to that? What do you see as the danger to that kind of thing, of saying explicitly, I will never fire someone without cause?
Well, quite honestly, it's because it's Anne's words, not mine. I'm my own person, and I'm going to explain why, what I'm going to do and why I'm going to do it. And I don't need to mimic what Anne says. Anne has her own ideas, and I'm sure we agree on a lot of things that need to happen in this office. But I feel like I can speak for myself. And I think it's perfectly clear that I take hiring and firing very seriously, and that we need to fill this office with really talented people who share this common mission of improving the office.
So let's pivot to something that's probably on a lot of people's minds if they've been listening for a little while. Why should they care who the treasurer is? Clearly there's a lot of money that's coming in and going out of county government, but why should they care who's in the position of being a custodian of that money? And let's go ahead and just start with Anne on this one.
Okay. Wonderful. I think they should care because the money that Monroe County spends is their money. So when we pay for a settlement or we have to pay $150,000 to come in to give an audit for the treasurer's department, that is their money. That's all of our money. That's why they should care. If they want their taxes to not continue to go up, they need to put someone in there that knows what they're doing, that's frugal, and the last $150,000 that were spent, the report actually said it was just two small parts of the treasurer's office, and the rest of the distinctions that were incorrect were from the auditor's office. So we pretty much wasted $150,000 of everyone's money. So that's why it should be on the top of their mind when they go in to vote for who's going to be Monroe County Treasurer.
Jessica, why do we care?
We care because the treasurer is one of the watchdogs. It's because this is the position that watches the checks that are going to the bank that are written by the auditor, and it watches the taxpayers' money as it gets sent out to the different taxing units to be spent on city roads and schools. So this person does a whole lot of paperwork and bookkeeping to make sure everybody can account for every single dollar. The most important change that needs to happen in this office, if you're wondering about why you know, what one of the issues is communication. And so when you hold all of that information, you need to make sure that it's correct and that you are in frequent, constant communication, and that you take the initiative to reach out if things aren't going well and you're getting bad audit reports that keep saying that there are errors and mistakes. You need to reach out and make the first step in correcting those errors and communicate better.
You're listening to a conversation with Jessica McClellan and Ann Collins. They're both running for Monroe County Treasurer. Jessica McClellan is the Democrat. Ann Collins is the Republican. And let's talk about what it means to be a Democrat or a Republican in this race. We've discussed how a lot of the duties are laid out in the Constitution, and a lot of it is fairly structured. Why, Jessica, does it matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican?
This, to me, is the kind of race that it really can come down to the person, not the party. It could be an appointed position, but it's not. I mean, we have to work with what the state gives us, and this is the best we have. We have to hold an election for this office, and I really think it does come down to the most qualified person to work in county government. What it means to me to be a Democrat is to listen to every side, to take every single person's point of view seriously, and to try to be a melting pot for everybody to feel included and to feel like their voice matters.
And is there anything to your being a Republican in this race versus a Democrat?
Well, I think there, as far as the black and white of the numbers, is pretty much the same on both sides. I would say that the advantage is, as a Republican, that I have some additional fiscal responsibility that I have through my experience, and I think that's the big difference between Democrats and Republicans, in my opinion. We are the watchdogs, but I think that the Republican opponent here, myself, is going to put the citizens first versus the other elected officials. The one thing that I feel we not necessarily party-wide for the entire country, but locally, we have not had any Democrat elected officials or employees stand up to all of the theft in the auditor's office. And yet we have Republicans going to the commissioner's meeting and standing up against this theft and corruption and demanding for his resignation. Why is it the citizens? Why is it the Republicans? Why do not any of the other Democratic elected officials stand up against this? If I'm in office and a Republican steals, I don't care what party. I will stand up, be the watchdog, and I will open it up to the citizens.
Let's just, before we go any further, just be very clear that Steve Salter has not been convicted of any crimes. Steve Salter, the former auditor. So this is a very technical job, it seems, that there are a lot of requirements that your average person might not have, and yet it's an elected position. Theoretically, anyone can run, whether you have a lot of experience with this stuff or not. So I wonder if you could just each talk about what specific experience you have that you think aligns with the duties of the treasurer's office, why it is that we should trust you to take care or be the custodian of the millions of dollars that the county takes in and spends. So let's start with Jessica on this one.
I work full-time for the Monroe County Assessor. I talk to taxpayers every day about their tax bill and about their assessments. So my training is in the backbone of property taxes, which is assessed value. So I work in that every day, and I have an in-depth knowledge of how there are three elected officials that have to work together that dovetail to create a property tax bill. And I also have experience with the executive branch of the county in how They form their budget based on the council's approval and how you spend down a budget and report absolutely everything that you do to the with the auditor's office, and then how it comes through the treasurer's office. So it's a full circle of how we receive money from hard-earned tax dollars and then how we account for it as we spend it on goods and services that give us our civil society.
Do you have education or training that's specifically related to this office?
I have a level, I am a level 2 Indiana assessor appraiser. I've completed 60 hours of three of the five classes for a level 3 Indiana assessor appraiser. I've taken just about every class that this community offers on local government. I've been following the county budget hearings and the council and the commissioners in this county for a very long time.
Ann Collins, can you talk about your qualifications and specifically what experience you've had makes you qualified to be the treasurer?
Well, the first thing is that my degree is in business from The Ohio State University, which is a very good business school. That gives me a lot of experience. I also have a lot of management experience. So communication and working with other people, I have 20 plus years of experience in that as well. But I think that the main experience that I have is the 20 to 25 years of experience in investments and real estate. I know property taxes. I have to review property taxes for each investment that I purchase. So I know a lot about property taxes. I also have to keep my books. I have investors for my business. So if I can't keep my books accurate and keep the company profitable, they're going to take off. And I think that's what we need in local government.
So let's talk about if there's anything that you're going to change, if there was one thing that you're going to change about the treasurer's office or just about county government, anything that the treasurer can actually affect, what would be one thing that you would change? Ann Collins.
Well, it's hard to narrow it down to one thing. But I would think the most important one that I would come up with, because I've gone door-to-door since May, and I've talked to a lot of people in the surrounding county. And a lot of these people are either in rural areas, do not necessarily have the transportation to get downtown, usually complain about the parking meters. So my plan is to quarterly go to each township office so people can come there. They know where their township's offices are. It's free parking. I will be there long enough to answer questions, meet people, hear about their views, their problems, their concerns, and then also discuss with them property taxes, any questions about their property tax bill, and different ways that we can help. I think getting out to those people would be my number one goal.
Jessica McClellan, is there one thing that you would like to see changed about county government that the treasurer can affect?
I absolutely agree with Anne that we need to do a better job at reaching out to people that are homebound and people that cannot get into the treasurer's office or don't have a phone or don't have that don't have a computer. That we need to do a better job at reaching out to those people. They make a huge part of our tax base, and we need to not forget about them. After researching all of our manuals and all of our audits, it's very clear to me that we need to ask for help early and often. The treasurer's office doesn't do a very good job at bringing up at transparency, at bringing up problems as soon as they happen, at not being ashamed or afraid to ask for help when it's needed, and to trying out different solutions to problems until we find one that works. And it's making it okay to make a mistake if you're trying to find a solution.
You've been listening to a conversation with Ann Collins and Jessica McClellan. They are both candidates for Monroe County Treasurer. Thank you to both of you for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe.
Appreciate it.